It's amazing to consider what you did. It's hard to even fathom all that you did. But let us try this morning. Let us try to understand somewhat the tremendous sacrifice that you made. Bless this time, Father, as we look into your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Christmas time is one of the busiest traveling times of the year. People take a lot of trips at Christmas to go and spend time with family. I'm so blessed to have my parents here from Albuquerque. Yeah. And my brother Rusty, all the way from Orlando, Florida, who flew in last night. And I met people from all over the place visiting last night at our Christmas Eve service, and there's probably many people here this morning visiting from out of town. Well, this morning I thought we'd talk about the most amazing trip ever taken on Christmas, the trip that Jesus took. History's greatest journey. I want to read from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. I'll just read it. And it describes the journey that Jesus went on. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Now that's quite a journey. And I want you to notice that the first part of Christ's journey for Christmas was downward. Jesus went down. He came down. And boy, did he ever go down. His first step down was to leave heaven. The Son of God left heaven and came to this earth. Jesus left home. You know, during this time of the year, we have that beautiful song that we sing, "I'll be home for Christmas," right? Jesus could not have sang that song. Jesus left home for Christmas, deliberately. And think of what he left. He left heaven. He left the glories of heaven, the adoration of the angels, fellowship with God the Father, existing in matchless glory. He left all that and came down to the earth. And then not only that, he left heaven and he came down to the earth, but he also stepped down into a human body. The Son of God became man. Now think about it. In heaven, there were no limitations. He wasn't impacted by time, distance, space, gravity, temperature, age. But at Christmas, he came down and he stepped into a human body. Folks, he became a baby. What a step down from the glories of heaven. Okay, so he became a man. Well, since he became a man, you would expect him then to at least experience the best of this world, right? Certainly, if God comes to earth and becomes a man, he'd be born into a rich family, right? Royalty. He'd have access to everything that this world had to offer. He'd be born in the best hospital, attend the best schools, groomed for the royal positions of earth. Is that what happened, though? No. He stepped down into absolute poverty. He was born poor. He grew up in a poor family. I mean, you think of the circumstances of his birth. He wasn't born in a hospital. He was born in a barn. His crib was a manger. Now, I know we romanticize that. Oh, how cute, a manger. It was a feeding trough. They had to clean the slop out before they could put him in. And all the barnyard animals, we think, oh, how cute, the little animals. They stunk. Talk about poverty. One author says, the Son of God rose from his splendor, stood poised at the rim of the universe, irradiating light, and dove headlong, speeding through the stars over the Milky Way to Earth's galaxy, finally past Arcturus, where he plunged into a huddle of animals. What a shock. And he would stay poor. He grew up in Nazareth. Nobody cared about Nazareth. In fact, somebody in the Bible said, does anything good come out of Nazareth? Remember that? He became a carpenter, a very simple, humble carpenter. Even in his public ministry, he was poor. Yeah, there were crowds. There were miracles. There were great messages that were given. People flocked to him, but he himself said, the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And then our text says, that being made, he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant. Jesus came down to the earth to become a servant. You know, all of his life was about serving. Now, you would think if God comes to the earth, we'd all serve him. No, he served us. Look at the way that he blessed people in his public ministry. And there's that scene that I can't get out of my mind in the upper room on the night that Jesus was arrested, when he, as the Lord and the Master and the King of the universe, got up, put on an apron, went around the table, stooped, and washed the dirty, stinky feet of his disciples. Down from heaven to earth, down into a human body, down into poverty, down, down, down into servanthood. And he didn't stop there. He kept going down. In fact, Spurgeon says, blessed be his name. He stoops and stoops and stoops. And when he reaches our level and becomes man, he still stoops and stoops and stoops, lower and deeper yet. He even went lower. It says in our text, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Jesus was born to save us from our sins. And he grew up. And the scripture says he went to the cross and sacrificed himself on the cross. He was condemned as a common criminal. He was placed on the cross. He willingly gave his life. All of our sins were placed upon him. He died in our place. He died on that cross, and then he went down into a grave, and a stone was moved across the grave. The New Testament says he went down further yet. It says he descended down into the deepest parts of Sheol, the grave. You can't go any further down. Jesus, from heaven to earth, into a human body, into poverty, into servanthood, into death, into the grave, into the deepest recesses of the earth. Think of that. Ponder that for a moment here on Christmas. You consider this morning what Jesus did for you. But thank the Lord, that's not where the journey ended. Amen. After all of that, he reversed his course quite dramatically. From going down, 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 down to up, 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 up. Up from the grave he arose on the third day and showed himself to his disciples. And then up from earth back to heaven. The ascension, where the scripture says now that he sits at the right hand of God. And today he occupies the highest level of exaltation. Paul said, therefore God has also highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on the earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Down, 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 up, 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 way up. He's the highly exalted one today. We should worship him. What a journey. By the way, just so you know, according to the Bible, the way up is down. Do you know that? The way to exaltation is humiliation. In fact, at the beginning of this passage, Paul says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In other words, what we just saw Jesus do, that's what we should do. We should have that same mind. We should not be prideful, arrogant people. As Christians, we are to be very, very humble, willing to serve others, willing to go down. And God raises us up. F.B. Meyer once said, I used to think that God's gifts were on shelves, one above the other, and the taller we grew in Christian character, the easier we could reach them. I now find that God's gifts are on shelves, one beneath the other. It's not a question of growing taller, but of stooping lower. We have to go down, always down, to get his best gift. The way up is down. And Jesus modeled that in amazing ways. So I ask you, why the journey? Why did Jesus take that journey? Why did he leave heaven? Why did he come to the earth? Why was he born a baby? Why did he go to the cross? Why did he pay for our sins? Why did he die? Well, let me read for you the most popular Bible verse in the whole Bible. Everyone knows this, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Why the journey? So that we could be saved. So that we could have our sins forgiven. God gave his Son for you, for me, the greatest gift. I ask you on this Christmas day, have you received Christ? Have you received Jesus into your life? Look at the journey he went on for you. Look what he did for you. Have you taken ownership of that? Please understand, I'm not asking you this morning to become religious. I'm asking you this morning, have you receive Jesus? Has he come into your heart? Have you allowed him to save you? I want you to have that opportunity right now. Let's bow our heads. Oh, take the time to reflect, my friend. Don't let another Christmas pass you by. Bible says Jesus defeated death. He rose the third day. He did rise from the grave. He did ascend to heaven. He is alive today. And he's in our midst. And if you will place your faith in him, if you will receive him, he'll wash away all your sins. He doesn't become your Savior by default. He doesn't bust down the door of your life. He knocks on the door of your life. He's a perfect gentleman. He waits to be invited. Have you invited him? Do so right now. Pray this prayer with me. You'll never forget this Christmas day if you do. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for that journey. Thank you for your sacrifice. I receive you right now into my heart. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Wash away all my sins. Save me. Make me a child in your family. Fill me with your Spirit. And help me to follow you all the days of my life. Amen. Amen.